we ask the community for a tax levy increase. In the past 5 years, our tax levy increases in Clarence have been less than 0.5%. So this year, we're asking for a higher tax increase.
Clarence School Superintendent Jeffrey Hicks. Voters are being asked to approve a 9.8% increase. That's well above the tax cap. But the district faces a $6.5 million budget deficit.
If our budget is rejected, we will have to make a reduction of an additional $2.4 million in order to get to the level of the tax cap. The tax cap for Clarence next year is 3.8%. In order to get to that point, we would have to reduce another $2.4 million. This year, we can't make any additional reductions without having a significant negative impact on our core programs.
The Clarence District has already used about $1.5 million of its fund balance. Hicks says pensions will be the highest rising cost in the district's budget next year. In the city of Niagara Falls, voters are also being asked to approve a tax hike to help pay for education, but it's much lower. Niagara Falls School Superintendent Cynthia Bianco tells WBFO News for the first time in 20 years, the district is forced to ask for a 3% tax increase. Bianco is counting on voters to support the proposed spending package.
What encourages me is that I have not heard a criticism of the request for tax levy increase. Again, after 19 years of no increase, I think the public understands that, it's a long time to go without one, and it's in these hard economic times, it's probably time now.
Bianco believes the tax hike is reasonable. Without it, the city of Niagara Falls School District would be forced to trim about $600,000 from its budget. In education, that money would go a long way. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.